Hello and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Loose Screws Podcast. This is for April 4th, 2024, or 33.010. Oh shoot, I said fourth. I should have said forced. But I gotta update the date and the notes and the number. Hold on. It's episode 228.
Yes.
We're in a different month. So this is April.
April Fools anymore.
Forned. I'm gonna go with forned.
Forned?
Yeah.
Not forced.
April forned.
Would you rather forced? Forced is easier to say. I usually pick whichever's the hardest to say.
I would go with April Fnord, since that seems to be the theme on the Discord tonight.
Fnord.
Yeah.
April Fnord.
Fjord. April Fjord. Oh, my goodness. Well, as you can hear, I'm Commander Jay Antrax. Yeah, sure. That's fine. I'm Commander Jay Antrax, and I'm joined tonight by Commander Larkshadow.
Whoop-dee!
And Commander Nurgle. Sir Commander Nurgle, you've been knighted.
Hola, senors.
Oh. Oh, dear. So there's some things took place on this particular Tharg's Day. And oh, did they. And are they. And oh, yeah, are they. This is all just, this is so all good. Coming together so well. So pleased.
It's dead joke, Kevin.
I'm so happy.
Whatever can we do? So what's new in your neck of the woods, Larkshadow?
Well, I forgot what I was doing the last time I was playing because it feels like might have been 2 weeks ago, maybe just shy of that. And now I'm just trying to get to my carrier to jump it. And we realized I'm in a station and was wondering for a minute why I can't jump the station and who renamed my carrier to Gooch Terminal. Why can't I jump my Gooch?
That's it.
It's just normal Lark things going on over here. I'm also on a new/old ADHD med, at least for now, and have sent in genetic testing to see what meds might work best for me. And I'll be very interested to see those results in a few weeks.
Oh, cool. Well, how exciting times. No, you already told me all the things. Okay.
Yeah, that's basically it for Lark.
To the south, then. What's going on, Nurgle?
Well, you know, I like to apologize for disappearing at ScrewCon. Yemix gave me the con crud, and I need to apologize to the good city of Enid, Oklahoma, for the bleachers that were left in the parking lot. I went to get coffee and then just got on the internet, and I mean got on the interstate on the way home, and just kind of forgot they were there. And I was about halfway out of the parking lot when I realized that I had forgotten them and, decided, fuck it, I'm retired. What are they going to do? Fire me? So.
Oh, my gosh. Crickets. Sorry, I love that.
Crickets. Damn. Tough.
I was laughing. I forgot to hit my button to activate my mic, but
so
I was
basically
dying.
Forgot to laugh. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Okay, I apologize as well. My daughter came to invade I got out of bed for this question, and I had to, mute myself. And yes, that's why she came down and I was like, quick throw to Nurgle. Maybe it'll cover me enough time. I didn't make it back in time to laugh at the correct time. So I accept responsibility for that.
To be fair, at least your excuse is, legitimate.
I left one earbud in while I was parenting her. So I didn't fully leave the show or fully parent her.
You just vamped on us.
Yeah, I just split my attention. So anyway, okay. Where are we right now? I apologize.
One year parenting. I like that one.
We're all in the mood today, it sounds like. I'm not even gonna lie. Well, how about you, Trax? What's going on in Traxland?
Man, everything's still, you know, everything's still busy here, but we're down to the last couple of weeks of my wife has like three jobs, and then she'll be down to just the one job that she actually wants, and she'll be home in the evenings, and I won't be all the time. Anyway, whatever. My life is basically the same. We're all fine here. We're cranking right along.
Temporarily, a single parent, basically, because of her workload.
Sort of. Yeah, like some of the week, I just don't see her till like 10. No big, whatever. But work is just, I've got some of the usual stuff. You tell a client, I sometimes worry about saying this stuff in a public thing, as if my clients are going to go look up a video game podcast that I do, but whatever. I hope this doesn't come back to me. But anyway, making fun of people.
I was going to say, how many clients do you know that play Elite?
Exactly. None as far as I can tell. But I don't ask them either, so we'll see. How can I include enough information that the story will make sense without seeming like I'm just carrying on, right? I don't have like legal contracts, because like if I ever had a contract dispute with a client, there's no way it would be worth enough money for to get like a lawyer involved. You know what I mean? There's absolutely no way any of that, like taking action in any of that kind of contractual stuff, would be worth the contract. I don't have, $30,000 contracts. I'm dealing with we're making a record. It's much lower numbers than that on an individual basis. So I draw up these just agreements. It's just like a written thing, explains all my processes, what's going to happen with your project based on what we talk about. How many songs are we going to do, or what is it? It's an audio book. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's how many revisions I provide. Here's the price. Here's what I don't include, just some things written out so that there aren't questions. And I have them, it's like an online thing, like have them sign, right? So this is a project, they weren't sure how many songs they were going to record, but here's the process. I gave them a per song rate. And I said, I'm going to send you a proposal right now. It's going to come as a separate email. Please make sure at the end, the number of songs is editable. You know what I mean? In the form, it's going to say how many songs. You've got to fill that in before you sign the proposal, and it sends back to me. And I put that in the note that sends with the proposal as well. Please note on the page with the pricing at the end, please select the number of songs, expecting, they thought maybe four or five, we weren't sure, right? Somewhere in that known. How many songs do you think they selected on the proposal that they signed?
Blank.
Yeah, zero. Zero songs. Oh, they've contracted me to record zero songs. So, what am I supposed to do with? So I guess we're okay. Have a nice life. I don't know. So anyway, I didn't feel like replying to that today. So they're getting a longer than 24 hours reply on this, because I just don't think I should have to tell them more than once. I told them twice and it still fucked it up. So now I'm going to void that one out and have to send them another one. And anyway,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
It's that sort of stuff, whatever. We'll get they'll be like, oh shit, I'm sorry. They'll do it correctly the second time and everything will be fine. But it's just like, I have systems. I've thought of this before. And the reason I sent him two notes is because, oh yeah, this is not the first time this has happened.
It's not my first rodeo.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's happened before and will happen again.
Probably will. Next time I'll send three notes and it'll still happen. So anyway, that's the level of nonsense. I have not been in Elite. I'm really sorry to everyone who has been working the Oya cluster down without me. I don't personally feel like doing any sampling of scouts. If combat was a viable method, I'd do it. If I have the hankering to play, maybe I'll go do some spire site stuff, but I was just not.
Point, well, boy, do we have news for you on that one.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess I'm probably the only one who didn't waste my time, as it turns out. But anyway, more on that after the fold. But I finished the Half-Life 2 VR mod.
Ooh.
I started that ages ago and kind of set it aside. Really fun to play through. It's kind of amazing what they've done. And it's such an old game that, it would VR practically runs on a potato. So it performs fantastically. It's really fun.
Speaking of potato, you should do VR in Portal and Portal 2 then. Really make yourself sick.
I think there is a working, for a while there was not a working mod for that, but I think that has come around actually, and they have most of the levels in. But anyway, yeah, it's that would be fun. There's still like the episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Which I can continue playing. Yeah, there's a lot of fun VR. I have fun with Veil VR, which is like a competitive shooter, and that recently got released on Quest as well, finally, after a bunch of years of PC only development. So now there's a bunch of players, and sure, some of them are squeakers, but you know, we manage. And Vertigo 2. If anybody's interested in VR games, ask me sometime. But Vertigo 2 was fantastic. Should have been VR game of the year last year, but because the development team is like 5 people, it somehow got totally ignored for other nonsense games, which are not very interesting or fun. Vertigo 2 is a AAA game, and they should be fucking proud of themselves because it was fantastic. The humor, the gameplay, the art style, the story, really, really fun. Lots of replayability. Can't say enough good things about Vertigo 2. Pick that up if you have a VR headset. Anyway, that's me.
I'm sorry, but I had to sneak this in here because you said squeakers, and my brain instantly went to flying on VATSIM, which for those that don't know is a flight simulator thing that you can do where you're basically flying with ATC coverage as long as the ATC for your region is online, with a bunch of other people trying to recreate professionalism and stuff just in a flight. It's really cool. But yes, there's 10-year-olds on that, so it'll be like 3 normal voices in a row asking for clearance, and then suddenly over the frequency will be, "Bruce Ground, I need to..." And it's just so funny every time, and I feel so bad for them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I knew what a few of those words were.
Sorry. I have very, very niche interests. I realized that this week.
There's plenty of flight simmers that overlap. I just don't happen to be an aero sim person. I like
right.
I like non-atmospheric flight. This is not to say that I would not enjoy if atmospheric planets were added to Elite Dangerous.
Anyway, oh, go fly an F-18 in Microsoft Flight Sim in VR. That's great stuff.
Could do. All right. Let's get into content proper. Are we going to start with the squad and then get to the real topic?
We can run through it real quick.
Let's run through this. So let's do the Chig one.
So how about we do a squad update? Bang, squadron update.
Always
I love that one.
All right, so we currently have a war in Yinti and in MCC-858. We are currently winning both of those. They're not finished yet, so go fight win. We have an election going on in Kolyawa, K-O-L-Y-A-W-A. Which is a system we just arrived in.
Kolyawa?
Kolyawa Whipple.
Kolyawa Whipple. Okay.
Kolyawa Whipple.
That's canon now.
Feel bad for the governor.
Dead in your tracks now, aren't you, bud?
Yeah, that's gonna have to recover from that one.
That'll stop you in your tracks, just like the kid coming down and telling you her teeth hurt.
It sure did. Observant people will also realize that we are currently in a war in Simpsigi with Ultra Garnier that is planned so they can take control of that system. So please don't go and interfere with that. Let them win.
Or if you do, go fight for them, not us. Or,
exactly. If you do, go fight for them, not us. We've got
strobe warning for anybody who's watching the YouTube version. I've just for the first time seen the flickering shadows thing that everybody's been complaining about lately. Okay, anyway, go on.
We have a whole bunch of overheating systems, ranging from mildly overheating to pants on fire. There's a whole list of them in Bloomingdale's standing order post, in the Loose Crews faction channel. There's a smaller group of systems where we need to boost our influence some and give them a little love. Again, those are listed in the standing orders post. And we had declared a moratorium on expansions so people could go and participate in Thargoid content without having to worry about, you know, competing priorities or FOMO or anything like that. But
my apologies.
Okay. But it turns out,
shut up. I do BGS.
Matthias, M-A-I-T-I-S, has overheated to the point where it's a few percentage points short of expansion, and that was going to be our next expansion target anyway. So, fuck it. We're expanding. Go ahead and push Matthias over the top, and let's go ahead and let it expand. Use the momentum. Ride the wave. And any other stupid old man metaphor you can think of, and go ahead and push it over the top.
That's drug stuff, right? I'm not cool, so somebody's got to tell me.
Yeah. I'm not going there.
Okay.
He lives in Mardi Gras territory, man. You don't want to ask him those questions.
Yeah, no kidding. So all of that is detailed in Blooming Wind's most excellent standing orders post, daily standing orders post in the standing order section of the Discord. So you can go there for all of the details for specific systems, and what we need to do in them. If you have questions on any of that, you can ask them really anywhere, but preferably in the Loose Screws faction channel of the Discord. So one of us BGS geeks can get in there and try to answer your question.
Neat. How is it doing the squad update with hecklers?
Normal.
All right. So next on the list is...
have you not listened to the show we record? Because that's pretty normal.
I actually do listen to the episodes I'm not on. So anyway, Galnet News. Hey, who's editing my Galnet News titles? I put those in very specifically. I copy those from the Galnet page, which anonymous wombat, including their spelling mistakes, which I then note. Because that's not how you spell skeptical. So...
Galnet, hey, I didn't spell it that way the first time. I just hit Control Z and undo.
No, I know. I wrote that but that's copied from the Galnet News page. So, two articles come today. First of all, that the CG by what was this place called? Achilles Aerospace has completed, and they say that they've in the 2 weeks it took to gather all the Titan drive components that they gathered, they've successfully researched and created. A new prototype frameshift drive to compete with Sirius Corporation, and they think that they're going to be have their prototype almost production ready.
I am very excited about this.
Sirius is skeptical. Yeah, what do you think?
A couple of things here. One, the Galnet article with current producer of frameshift drives throwing shade about when they actually produce anything other than words was pretty good. That was pretty good. Second, prototype frameshift drive. I'm not going to be the first one who uses it.
Right, exactly. And if anybody caught the Galnet News Digest recap of this, you know, this sort of that sentiment echoed. Who wants to drive it first? And get spaghettified.
Exactly. It's like, gee, that's neat. I'll wait till somebody else puts a few thousand jumps on that.
Yeah. I want to be first in line to test this. I'm just saying.
I've just got to say, it's Achilles Aerospace. What are the chances that this new frameshift drive has some fatal flaw that's its Achilles heel?
Uh-oh.
Can you not see the writing on the wall for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. We all know what's going to happen. They're going to select me. I'm going to put in my Viper Mark IV We're going to spool that bad boy up. And then 15 days later, I'm going to pop out of one of the Titans' custard pots.
And you'd be like, hey, what happened, guys? And we're going to be like, it's been 15 days. You've been gone. It was 15 seconds for me. And we're all
you're
like,
right.
I think
it'll
you're
be
going to see
contact, but with more explosions.
You're going to see random frameshift drive errors that sling people 5,000 light years into a closed system.
I don't care. I'd take that. First discovered, baby.
So what do you, any guesses for what this actually does, though? Do you think it has to do with lock systems? Because apparently our frameshift drives are coded by the Pilots Federation to keep us out of those systems.
I think it has everything to do with those coded systems.
Yeah, I do too.
There was crosstalk. Did you say do or don't think it has something to do with them?
Do. I think it is entirely about coded systems, and so does Lark.
Okay. Yeah, it seems likely, right? I don't know. And I mean, probably Python Mark II related, but how could that be a unique feature? Because I don't know. It doesn't work for me.
Did you really ask that question?
I just, they did say that the Mark II would have something special that other ships can't do.
But this frameshift drive is not a Python Mark II. It is a frameshift drive.
Yes, but the new Python Mark II is going to have one of those special frameshift drive slots, which is the only slot a Thargoid frameshift drive can fit in.
Okay, semantic argument then. they say that they've created a competitor to Sirius's frameshift drive, and if it doesn't fit in the same slot as Sirius's frameshift drive, then it is not a competitor to Sirius's frameshift drive.
Not that I disagree with you, I'm just thinking like FDev.
All right. Shall we go on then?
Yeah, I think then we shall.
Later today, a little too later, if you ask me, Titanoia deploys a surprise fleet of Orthrus vessels. And basically the Galnet article talks about in an act of desperation or panic or, I don't know, it tries to defend itself by sending out a unusually high number of Orthrus vessels and sending them further than they previously had been sent before. Now, this is an in-lore answer to the crazy thing that we all woke up to here in North America, that Tharg's Day resulted in Oya Oya actually had all of its alerts canceled and lost a bunch of control systems because it was getting pounded by literally everyone who wanted to do such things. All of the AX operations were related to depleting the Oya cluster, and yet 30 alerts spawned. At first, AXI reported 23, I think, and then later updated that number. Many of these this is way over the allowed number by the previous rules. And, you know, I talk about the previous rules. I mean, these are rules that we being the Royal We, people smarter than me who are tracking this stuff, have learned by observing. And there have been occasional deviations from the rules, but they have been like minor, like this Titan produced one more than it was supposed to, or it sent it to this system when that wasn't really the one it should have targeted by the rules. But then they always go back to normal the next week. So little deviations have happened, but nothing like this. This is straight up God hand stuff. This is straight up just put it in there, right? And when we woke up to this, there was no word about it. So it left, you know, people in like AXI command, for example, feeling pretty miffed and a bit disrespected because, you know, a system that, I mean, I guess this is my opinion now, but it's an opinion that's shared by them. A system like this that's built on rules, a game world that's built on rules that can be investigated and discovered and repeatedly tested by the player base, to just change them is your prerogative as the game master, but just to do it with no explanation or warning or note does seem
crappy,
bad, right? Crappy. I don't know if you want to say if disrespectful is too harsh a word or something. It kind of implies something different, like they owe us something maybe, but I don't know. creating a system with rules is really what they have pushed. You know, this is a system, this is a game mechanic that has a set of rules that will then propagate. So when you completely turn it on its head, it's rough. Now, I soften on that a lot now that they put a Galnet article in about it, personally. But that's what we have. You know, 10 light years from a control system was previously the limit. That's totally gone now. You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Systems that were clear just yesterday are suddenly in alert again. Not previously possible.
Lots of
things that are sort of against the rules. Putting the Galnet in there kind of explains it. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the other subtext here is that everybody who's been working on all of these systems all week, effectively your efforts are meaningless. I guess not meaningless because the alerts that were clear didn't turn into invasions, but it is very clear that everyone doing efforts to reduce Oya's systems should absolutely stop completely. There is no point. We can't clear that many alerts in 1 week, and so they'll turn into controls. So it is just full stop. Everybody turn to bombard the Titan at this point. It has to go down this week or we lose ground no matter what. I'm going to stop.
Let somebody else stop.
Yeah. So I don't know, because I wasn't one of the people who I hadn't been working on that all week, like I said. So I don't, you know, I don't know. If you had fun, then your game time wasn't wasted. But we are also, it's not just a game in a sense, right? We are working toward a collective goal. So, you know, some of that, you know, effort can be wasted. Idea is mixed in there, don't you think?
To be fair, it was probably meant that the Galnet article was supposed to come out earlier and didn't. If you ask me, it's just
you got to be on the money with that. You got to have that timing.
Allow me to play devil's advocate for FDev here.
Do it.
There is a school of thought where they wanted people to find this out that this had happened first, and then the Galnet article come out as like a news release later in the day.
Do you think they should have had left enough time gap there that a bunch of YouTube videos could get recorded and released before the Galnet article?
I don't think they should have done it at all. I think the Galnet article should have come out with the update. You can still frame it the same way, and then it's not such an issue with the player base.
Yeah, and but then people are miffed, but it's like, oh, well, I mean, it's war. It happens.
Right.
I'll do you one better. If you want to sit on it for a second to make it Fog of War-like, then you need a Pilots Federation. Like, okay, so I signed in today because I hadn't signed in some days, and I've got this thing from... this says the 5th of April. This came out after the Galnet art. What?
The email?
Oh my God, the in-game email from Pilots Federation saying we need to concentrate on taking back territory from Oya now. What? The opposite of that is true. Oh, that's very mistimed. I thought maybe this came like a couple of days ago. Okay, never mind on that then. So what I was going to say though is if they wanted to kind of treat it that way, they could have put out a quick post from Pilots Federation or something that was like, something crazy's happened, unexpected, we're investigating.
And
go check it out for us. Who knows, you know?
Right. And what they should have done is a day or two before put out some Pilots Federation alert about increased activity around Oya or something like that to foreshadow that something was happening.
Maybe. Or at the very least, this thing saying we've got to take back territory. I mean, that should have been a few days ago. That shouldn't have been this thing happened that proves that we absolutely should not try to take back territory. Because if that Titan is still alive, it's going to get worse. As far as we're concerned, it can now do 30 alerts and there's no range limit. And What was the quote from AXI's investigations? There were alerts that took over 65,000 samples to clear and were, snap of a finger, back in alert today.
Yeah.
So that's, they just swallowed 65,000 samples and they're already back in alert like in a matter of hours because that's when the tick happened, right? So... The message there is absolutely not. Like, this Oya has to be neutralized before any other events happen. And to that effect, like, to make sure that not all the efforts are wasted. So AXI and the like have had these efforts for sampling where they have like max price buy orders for tissue samples on a bunch of faction carriers planted all around. So you do your sampling, you sell to the carrier, you don't sell to the rescue ship yourself. This allows them to track it. This has all been going on for a week, right?
Yeah.
This allows them to track it, but it also means that guess what? They've got all these from systems that hadn't been cleared yet, so they hadn't been turned in, right? And we have all these existing samples. They're not going to turn them in now. Now we sit on them until Oya is neutralized. Once Oya goes meltdown, then they turn them in order to clear those alerts after Oya's gone and won't respawn them next week,
right?
And not before. So,
there's a conspiracy theory I've seen being talked about in both the Burr Pit, our channel. I've seen it in a couple of the other Random Elite Discords I'm in, where some people are saying that something might be going on with update 19, and it might be taking a little longer, or we're going through the story beats faster than they'd like us to, or something along those lines, right?
That's what I think.
Oh, so they think they're going to stretch out how long Oya would take because they Oya's destruction up by a week by doing
this. Yeah, and so they pulled the e-brake just a little bit, or at least they think they did, because they say all the time, well, we have no idea what the commanders are going to do. Well, it turns out when you put that many alerts out there, commanders are going to be like, hey, missiles, pineapple, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's silly.
I think I agree. Yeah. I think that's completely silly. I don't think that was the case.
Well, no, I just find the whole
thing interesting, and I'd be really interested to see if at high damage resistance, which is what Oya is at right now, we can basically out damage the God Hand before the next Star Wars.
I do kind of fall down on the side of this was an attempt to put the brakes on the player base a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know that I would consider 30 alerts every week to be the norm going forward, because I think this is probably a one-time thing.
As do I.
But
we hope
it is an attempt to pull the brake, and it's if indeed that is true, it is a 100% misread of the situation, because like Trax already said, this is not going to put the brakes on thing. This is going to be all right. There is no job other than baking the pineapple.
Yeah. And it's as much as I want to say that this conspiracy theory, like 100% no way, the 1% in my head that's hanging on is, well, I mean, FDev is known for shooting themselves in the dick a little bit. So,
yeah. I mean, if that's at all true, then it's kind of just another example of them not realizing the meta that they're creating when it happens. They kind of have to observe it. So I don't know, maybe they have said like they don't know what's going to happen. And we find, you know, fighting Thargoids without shields was not something they thought of until pilots did it. So, true. Okay. All right. So maybe they thought they were going to put the brakes on it and spread it out. Here's a slightly sideways look at that, though. What probably might happen with this is they might make the thing not detonate on a weekend, which was never going to happen under the old conditions, because we were always going to push them down to like four or fewer control systems and then hammer it by Friday night or whatever.
Right.
And so now it has currently seven controls. So we have a week with it under seven controls, which is what Tyrannus was when it was destroyed, because Tyrannus stretched over, if you recall, Tyrannus stretched over a tick. So it started with moderate and then actually gained a couple of systems before we finish it off. So we finished Tyrannus off under this same level high of damage resistance. So yes, it will happen. It will take, you know, a little longer than Li Gong did. And probably it won't go off on the weekend. So,
I mean, and you could easily, as a like in character way to explain that, be like, well, I mean, it still has that more resistance because of those systems. It still had more supplies on board. so it's going to take longer for it to all melt down. At least in my head.
Well, I mean, the resistance is
The
resistance is measured by control. I mean, that's actually still following the rules as far as we know. So
yeah,
resistance
exactly.
is measured by control systems. So the really charitable way to view this, I think, is that they didn't really think it would slow down Oya being destroyed by the week, but maybe by a few days, because they knew that if they did this, we would just pull the plug and go after killing it right away. And it would take a little longer. So they're just trying to give somebody who doesn't have a chance to play on the weekend the chance to see it.
Yeah.
I think that's really charitable. I don't really buy that.
Yeah.
I think probably the more likely thing is they were just, I don't know, trying to variability, just trying to throw something else in there so it's not all the same all the time. That's cool. All right.
I just realized my Viper Mark IV is still set up to go into Titan space because I was collecting stuff with it. And so I'm going to take that to the Titan because,
yeah, why not?
Basically.
So I guess that's my opinion is it's probably accidental that it's not going to slow us down, but
which is hilarious, by the way.
I think hopefully the more correct reason is just to provide some difference and some variability as we go through, because if we just one by one tick these things off like clockwork, okay, this is how many systems we can clear in a week, this is how many weeks it will take, and everything went exactly to plan, that doesn't seem like an intelligent enemy. So
exactly,
if that Galnet article had happened early enough that we were still in the fog of wartime and we didn't have all these hours to think about it, and that stupid Pilots Federation message in my inbox,
yeah,
it's very stupid. Those two things irk me. Without those two things, the different timing on those, I would have been like, oh, this is cool. Now we're playing with a games master who, sure, they'll intervene sometimes to throw us off, but it's in lore, so it's okay. I mean, we've talked about this before, right? You can make the story do whatever you want without invalidating player agency and choice, as long as you justify it in the game and make it fun. So I think
all you have to do is change the reason enough that it's like, oh, okay, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
All right.
Yeah, it was fun watching all these Rage YouTube videos come out, and then the article appears like at 2 p.m. or, 2 p.m. my time. And I'm just like,
Is that when, did you note the time when that came out? Was it around, so?
It was around like 2 or 3.
And so you must be like GMT minus 7.
By like 8 or 9 a.m.
You were like GMT minus 7, right?
Yeah, I'm in Mountain Time.
Yeah, so 7 hours.
Yeah.
After charitably 6 hours after when this article should have come, we should have had at the tick, we should have had an article and an in-game message saying, oh my God, something's going on. Pilots Federation requests information or is investigating or something. An hour, two tops later, we should have like some kind of report about the Orthrus.
I just thought of a stupid reason why it might have taken so long, and I'm laughing at myself. So it took me like half the day to get caught up on all my emails that people sent over the weekend knowing we're closed, right?
Sure.
And I wonder if that Galnet article was sitting in the person that posts it email, and that was like one of the last things they got to in the day, and they're like, oh.
No way this shit gets scheduled. This is a live service game. Come on.
Yes.
But timing on this stuff happens all the time. Many examples throughout history.
Many, many, yes.
Many sad examples.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
That's the story now. So
Munchy go pineapple, y'all.
Go hunt the Titan, Oya. So the current advice is wings of three are technically the most efficient, with one commander running torpedoes, and the others set for maximum heat core damage. I don't know if I necessarily, I mean, that's a very min-maxy way of looking at it. Part of that was because I guess it avoids some of the locking bug. I've not experienced that personally that much. I've found that you can pretty much do whatever you want. And even if it starts to kind of freeze up, if you wait a cycle or so, it'll come back to life.
I don't think I've ever encountered that bug personally, but I also haven't been in there as much as other people. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, I've spent 4 or 5 hours in there probably total at this point. Not a ton by most commanders' standards, I think. But anyway, that's the advice that I'm repeating it because people who know better than me have told me. So,
yeah, nice. I thought I had a point, but then I remembered the freaking CG. Oh, there's my alarm. Then I remembered a CG that it applied to ended, so it doesn't matter anymore. So who cares? So moving on.
Oh, the drive component. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's the deal then. I'm loaded for bear. I've just converted my Krait back to torpedoes and Sirius missile racks.
I'm doing the same to my Viper Mark IV.
Yep. I'm going to do that to my Krait too.
All the ammo.
Let's go.
It's go time. So anyway, we need you. Get in there.
Punch the pineapple.
Get in there and bake a pineapple pie.
Pineapple pie.
Because if it doesn't happen this week, nobody is concentrating on those alerts. They are smartly saving all of the samples they did collect, and they're not collecting anymore. I mean, even the post-disaster evacuation service, the group that concentrates on evacuating prisoners and evacuating people from alert systems and stuff like that to advance the progress on those, has basically told all their pilots, if you can fight the Titan, go do that instead. And when it's dead, then we'll go back to work.
Yeah, it's
so
basically
even the non-combat groups.
Well, yeah, they're like, once we get it to overheating, we can save as many as we can, but we need to kill it now.
Because if they go working on alerts now, they're basically useless. Like I said, an alert was cleared with over 65,000 samples, and it went right back into alert next week. We don't need any of that. We don't need any of that beating our heads against the wall. She goes down this week.
Listen to our podcast if you really want to know what's going on in the community.
Yeah, and if you just want to, if you want another stick, if you want another star on your Titans Destroyed decal, now is the day. Now is the day to get in there and do 2 million worth of damage.
With high resistance,
it's only going to take you 3 or 4 cycles. If you're good on damage, if you have very little damage, it'll take you a little longer, but you can still do it.
Plus, the one in Oya is the one closest to screw space, so I really want the sticker for this one.
Yeah.
Well, and now remember, the stickers are not individual to the Titan, but it's individual to how many you've done, right? Or you've participated.
Right, exactly. I want the one with 3 stars, and that's where I'm going to stop.
Really? That's really interesting. Why?
Because Oya is the one that pissed us off the most, especially me as someone who worked BGS so much before the whole Titan War really took off and we started killing them. And so I really want Oya out of our space because I'm really mad at Oya.
That is that's an interesting perspective. BGS. So you'd stop and leave your sticker at 3. That's fun. You know, actually, that makes me think about... Boy, I've been talking a lot during this episode.
Oh,
that makes me think about the talk over the last couple of weeks about like people who feel left out or like FDev owes them something because they didn't manage to get in and damage the Titan and get that sticker. So like if they start now, they'll ever get is 6 kind of thing. And they feel like, I don't know, there was this sort of sentiment like, FDiv should allow me to get this reward because I'll never be able to get it again now because it was time gated.
Oh, well, and that thinking is stupid. That's like saying the same thing about WoW stuff.
Besides thinking that, well, I mean, I agree. Time gating should be a thing and it makes things more special. But also the word reward is what stuck out to me in those conversations. And I found myself thinking, this sticker is not a reward. The sticker is a commemoration. And if you were present for however many Titan destructions that you were present for, that is commemorated. So your sticker is not of a different value than mine. If mine has a different number of stars, it is commemorative of your participation. So
I like that.
I suggest that that is the way it should be thought of. And, you know, and then Lark Shadow comes at me out of nowhere with this. I've decided my commemorative sticker should have three because I hate Oya. There you go.
Yeah. Got to do what's good for you.
Yeah. The book is closed. So I love that.
Nice.
Okay. I think I'm done pontificating. Anything anybody would like to add? Would Nurgle like to talk at all?
I talked a lot at the beginning. Y'all just close it
okay.
out.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's good.
And
any
to
community
be fair,
corner stuff because I wasn't listening. I mean, all the community corner is just people whining about today, right? So
yeah, basically. And it's exactly. a podcast. So is it pontificating or pontificating?
Oh, God.
Yes, I like that.
We opened with a dad joke. We're closing with a dad joke.
That sounds great. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. And one final message for Alec Turner, if you're still listening. Sir, if you think a glowing review of our April Fool's episode is going to get you exempt from being referenced in next year's, you have another thing coming. Thanks, everybody, for listening. LooseScrewsED.com is our website where you can find our merch store, and there's links in the show notes to that, as well as our Discord server, and where you can find us on Patreon and support the show and the community at large. So thanks to Lark Shadow, and thanks to Nurgle for joining me. I'm Commander Jan Trax, drifting lazily around my fleet carrier, and I'm going to close this recording and go bake a pineapple pie. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Yeah.